This morning, we're going to dig into Governor Baker's new $42.7 billion state budget plan. First, drug prices. The state spent nearly $2 billion last year on drugs prescribed to patients covered by MassHealth. It's double what the state paid just 6 years ago. As WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, the governor's budget includes a plan to curb that trend and save $80 million.
In short, Governor Baker wants the authority to negotiate lower drug prices. If that doesn't work, the state could set a price. If drug makers refuse, a state commission could hold hearings, and state prosecutors could claim a violation of consumer protection laws. The plan may sound sweeping, but Baker describes a narrow target.
It affects a very small number of drugs. They happen to be a very small number of drugs that have very, very, very big prices on them.
Baker mentions about 20 relatively new drugs, two that cure hepatitis C retail for $84,000 and $94,000 each. Federal law requires that pharmaceutical companies give Medicaid a 23% rebate, but Baker says that's not enough.
There really isn't a process for determining what an appropriate price is for a lot of those new drugs, which is what these 20 drugs fall into. Yet there is a process for determining the price of almost everything else that Medicaid pays for.
MassBio, with more than 1,000 life science members in the state, issued a statement challenging Baker's proposal just a few minutes after the governor finished speaking. No one was available for an interview, but Vice President Zach Stanley reads a portion of that statement here.
Governor Baker's proposal to force certain drug manufacturers to pay supplemental rebates on incredibly effective drugs that MassHealth deems too expensive sends a message across the life sciences industry that government is going to punish success and that only it can be the final arbiter of drug pricing.
Baker was asked if he worries that challenging drug prices will lead to job cuts. He defended the state's record of support for the industry.
Massachusetts, for many years, has made a big investment in the life sciences. It's really important. The discovery really matters.
Consumer advocates agree, but say some of those important discoveries are just not affordable for patients, their employers, and state government. Amy Rosenthal with Healthcare for All says Massachusetts has a long-standing tradition in healthcare of shared responsibility.
Consumers have stepped up, businesses have stepped up, hospitals and insurers. It's time that pharma does their fair share, and we think that this is the year to do that.
New York passed a law that's similar to Baker's proposal. It's early to say if such state laws will reduce drug prices.
It certainly tilts the playing field more in favor of the state than exists right now.
Tom Barker was general counsel for Health and Human Services under President George W. Bush. Baker's plan would not need federal approval, but Barker says the governor may face other obstacles.
There certainly are political risks if the manufacturer just decides they're not going to sell their drug in Massachusetts.
That risk is a ways off. First, Baker must persuade the House and Senate that his drug price negotiation plan is wise. A spokeswoman for Senate President Karen Spilka says the Senate will likely file something similar to help move this issue forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.